We found out some horrific stuff about the Gillman last week.
Perfect adjective, ducko.
How dare you guys.
I want to add in terrifying as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. You found out something completely normal about me, guys. Now, if you did miss it, it's regarding to when I cut my toenails when I'm outside.
Yes. And you go outside to do this activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And something that happens immediately after. Here's how it went down. And then do you guys get ants come and carry the nails away?
I've never done that.
Ants always come and carry mine away and take them back to their nest.
What did you just say? What? Do you mean? Is it food for them? Or are they like mama birds building nests out of your twiggy nails?
Do you just follow the ants? Are you talking to them?
I have no idea.
It takes them back to the nest?
What do you mean they do? They always just pick them up and walk off with my nail.
The vision is terrifying. Nick Jess Ducko on Instagram. You can see this phenomenon play out.
You can. And you guys had a lot of questions there. And so do I. I don't have answers to any of them. So one of my favourites of all time and also the author of Dr. Carl's Little Book of Climate Change out now is Dr. Carl, who joins us right now. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Dr. Nick and Dr. Jess and Dr. Ducko.
Hi, Dr. Carl. I mean, we think we're working with a big freak over
here. Yes. Tell us he's a freak, Carl. Yeah. Come on.
So when I cut my nails outside, ants, I reckon about 50% of the time, more so in hot weather, they come and collect my nails and then take them off somewhere. Can you explain, A, if I'm a freak, and B, why?
The answer is yes and no. Let me start with the yes bit, right?
The freak bit.
Okay, so the yes bit is that fingernail and hair are both made of the same protein called keratin, just the atoms are arranged differently. Okay, about 2 billion years ago, we had split off from the chimpanzees well and truly, and we then went through a mutation where we lost our body hair, which is made of protein, and as a result, the protein then went into our brains. Beginning 2 million years ago, we lost our body hair out, and a brain started getting bigger. Right? So there's a protein link and protein can go into brain. So you're thinking, okay, so then number two, maybe the ants can eat the keratin and get the protein and digest it. And it turns out the keratin is really hard to digest. I've tried chewing hair. I've had no success at all. And there are a few species of insects that can actually digest keratin, but ants are not one of them. But underneath your nails are various bacteria and fungi. And it could be that the ants are picking them up and maybe the bacteria and fungi and the keratin all inside the ant's gut combine so they can get access to the protein.
What is this buffet that
Yes. And because his toenails are so large, Dr. Carl, it would be the biggest buffet ever. It'd be like Sizzler on steroids.
100%. You know? They closed the last Sizzler recently. Not in the ant world. Not in the ant world.
So wait, does this mean I've got a lot of bacteria and fungi on my nails, Dr.
Fungi
Carl?
Toes.
We do. While you have only about 30 trillion cells that came from your parents when they loved each other very much in a special age, your age of 9 months ago. On the other hand, you have 40 trillion cells that are invaders. There are more invaders in and on you, and they're bacteria and the like. Quite a few of them are under your fingernails, and they've jumped into bed with the fungi as well. We are all loaded with bacteria, but the thing is, we need them. They're our friends. They keep us healthy.
Right. So, yes, it is food, Dr. Carl. We proffered the idea that perhaps it was a building material for our ant friends. No, you think they're going and feasting on the nails.
They could be, but ants cannot digest naked keratin. But it could be that the keratin plus the bacteria and the fungi, they form a symbiote that ants can then digest the keratin. Like, so for example, with regard to beans, you cannot digest beans in your small intestine, but luckily there's more than the number of cells in your own body of bacteria living in your gut in the large intestine, and they can digest the bacteria and also help you generate methane gas. You know what I mean.
Okay. I've got two follow-up questions for you, Dr. Carl.
Just two?
First of all, have you heard of this before? Is this rare?
I have noticed it myself and people have brought it up.
And then I might be oversimplifying here. In fact, I know I am. But my hair is receding. My hair is made of protein. Can I eat more steak and become less receding?
No, the cure for baldness is castration before puberty.
Oh, I feel like I've missed the boat there.
No, yes. You never know.
So what's happening is that testosterone hormones are changing in your body, but also the testosterone receptors are changing on your hair, and there's a bit of a mismatch. And so in some cases, men end up losing their hair, or as I call it, advancing brains.
Advancing brain. Yep. You got a hairy brain, babe. That's what I'm taking out of it. It's all gone.
More room for brains is what I'm thinking.
It's off your exterior and in your interior.
Sounds like a win for me.
Truly.
And you've got heavily fungi toes.
Yeah, you big fungi toe. But you know what? Yeah. He's the ant's greatest friend, greatest ally.
We need the ants. If the humans vanished off the face of the earth, life would go on just fine. But if the ants vanished, life would be in a real mess.
Yes.
So you're bigging it up for the ants, for our future survivors and overmasters. And I too welcome the ants when they acquire intelligence and take us over and run the world more efficiently.
Keep feeding the ants, Gilly.
He's doing really important work.
Yeah, you
doing
welcome them, Dr. Carl. I say you're welcome.
That's
to
right.
The ants.
Are you the god? What? Where does this put you in the hierarchy?
I don't know, but if they take over and praise me, I mean,
not mad about it.
Dr. Carl, author of Dr. Carl's Little Book of Climate Change Science. It's out now. Always love having you on the show. Thank you so much for your intelligence and your time.
Oh, Dr. Nick and Dr. Jess, Dr. Duncan, you're too kind. Thank you for bringing up the big ones.